Welcome to Faith and Science. I'm Dr. John Ashton. The Bible clearly states that an amazing Creator God, non-material Creator God, created this universe and this world. And the psalmist talks about how the heavens declare the glory of God. But many scientists today reject this notion and have come up with their own theories. And of course, the one that is taught in our education system and schools today is the Big Bang Theory. And essentially, this is being propagated by the fact that people are simply taught this theory. What people don't realise is, of course, that there is actually no substantial evidence now supporting this theory. And this is a very, very serious issue where, you know, our children, for example, are told the world is millions or the earth is millions or billions of years old. You're told that, we have evolved over millions of years from some basic organism to the present day complexity of plants and animals that we see today. But yet evolutionists still don't have any explanation for how new body parts can form, how new biochemical system can form, these sort of things. And this is a very serious problem. But one of the things, let's have a look at this fundamental question of how we came to be here, how the universe came to be, and of course the Big Bang Theory itself. Now, in February 2017, Anna Adiges, who was a John A. Wheeler postdoctorate fellow at the Princeton Center for Theoretical Science, and another scientist, Paul J. Steinhardt, who was the Albert Einstein Professor in Science at Princeton University, and actually a former inflation theorist who had become a vocal critic of the theory. Now, inflation theory is actually a theory that underpins the Big Bang Theory that says there was rapid expansion at the beginning of just after the Big Bang forming the universe. And the other author of this article was Adam Loeb, who was the chair of astronomy at the astronomy department at Harvard University. And they argued that cosmologists should seriously consider abandoning inflation theory and contemplate alternatives. Now, without inflation theory, you don't have the Big Bang Theory. So essentially, they're saying we radically need some other explanation. And their arguments were published in Scientific American in February 2017. Now, they point out that the leading inflation theorist, Alan Guth, has actually acknowledged that in inflation theory, anything that can happen will happen. So they pointed out that inflation theory essentially predicts everything that you want it to predict, and so it makes no testable predictions. In other words, you can't test it. So you can't test creation either. So in actual fact, there's no valid scientific reason for teaching the Big Bang Theory. It can't be tested. And so really, it's an argument that is no better than the Bible claim of creation. Matter of fact, we have more, far more evidence for the Bible's claim for creation. It's interesting, the authors also referred to an online video that was in 2014 showing Alan Guth admitting that no single experiment could falsify inflation. In other words, there's no way of falsifying, nothing you could do. So it's interesting that one other claim stood out that the people that are trying to uphold the Big Bang Theory, they claim that the relative abundances of light chemical elements, these are things like lithium and so forth, was successfully predicted by the Big Bang model. Now, this was a claim, right, that they made. And so people and journalists pick up on this and they say, oh, here we go, you know, we've got evidence for the Big Bang. But actually, this is not the case. You see, the Big Bang model contains an adjustable parameter called the baryon to photon ratio. And this value was actually chosen by Big Bang theorists to generate the amount of helium and hydrogen that match the observed abundances. So in other words, they jiggled the figures in their theory so that their theory predicted what they were observing and measuring. In fact, Lawrence Krauss, again one of the signers of the rebuttal letter, acknowledged in his popular level book called A Universe from Nothing, this agreement was obtained by fitting the value to the observed data. Hence, it's really quite misleading to claim that the Big Bang model actually predicted the correct abundances of hydrogen and helium, since those values were actually chosen via the choice of a value for the baryon to photon ratio to fit the Big Bang model. So you can see the sort of things that are going on in science that are claimed, that are then being taught as facts in our universities and high schools. Furthermore, even with this adjustable values, the Big Bang theory still cannot correctly predict the amounts of lithium in the universe, for example. So it really falls down. Now, this is prima facie evidence that shows us we got major problems with the science that is claiming this atheistic view of the Big Bang. Let's have a look at another one. Hubble's law is the observation that galaxies are moving away from Earth at speeds proportional to their distance, according to the law. Now, in other words, the further they are away, the faster they are moving away from Earth. So Hubble's law is considered the first observational basis to, and it's most often evidence cited to support the Big Bang model. Now, there's two different methods that are used to calculate this rate of expansion, right? One uses the redshift of pulsating stars, and one uses small fluctuations in the cosmic microwave background radiation. However, in March 2024, it was found that highly accurate measurements using the Hubble Space Telescope and the James Webb Space Telescope gave significantly different values for the Hubble constant, meaning there's something seriously wrong with the Big Bang model. If people want to check that, it's in Astrophysical Journal Letters, volume 962, letter 1117, published in 2024. The other fascinating factor is we have overwhelming evidence that the universe was designed, intelligently designed, that it's absolutely impossible that the parameters that control the universe and the functions of the universe and the laws that govern the function of the universe could not have arisen by chance. Absolutely impossible. You see, the characteristics of the universe as finely tuned, they're so finely tuned to work that the occurrence of life in the universe is very sensitive to the values of certain fundamental physical constants, and that the observed values are for some reason improbable, absolutely improbable for those to occur. And if you're interested in reading up more about that, that was in an article, Fine Tuning, published in the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, the Center for Study and Language and Information at Stanford University back in 2017, August 22, actually. You know, again, all the evidence is pointing to a creator, that a creator made and designed, a supernatural creator outside space, matter and time, a superior mind created and designed our universe. The evidence is overwhelming. And also the biblical account of creation actually fits the evidence we have. You know, there's another major piece of evidence that really causes a major problem with those people, with scientists that want to cling to the Big Bang model. And you see, one of the foundational assumptions of all modern secular cosmology is that on a large scale, space would be smooth. In other words, as you know, energy converts, condensed into matter, it should be relatively uniform through space. And that is, there should not be any structures greater than about 1.2 billion light years across. But huge cosmic megastructures have now been discovered. In 2021, the giant arc, which was 3.3 billion light years across, was discovered. That's 1/15th of the diameter of the observable universe. And also notice our Milky Way is only 0.00009 billion light years across, much smaller. Another huge structure that was discovered in 2024 was the Big Ring, 1.4 billion light years across. The Sloan Great Wall, 1.5 billion years across, was discovered in 2003. In 2020, the South Pole Wall, 1.4 billion years across. And in course, in 2013, the massive structure, the Hercules Corona Borealis Great Wall, 10 billion light years across. That's 10% of the diameter of the observable universe. There's no known explanation how that structure could form and condense in that time. It's so huge. And it just totally, this structure's eight times larger than the limit that is predicted by the theory, and it strongly contradicts the cosmological principle that underpins the Big Bang theory. This structure also contradicts theories about the evolution of the universe, and it seriously challenges the Big Bang theory. We have clear evidence that the Big Bang theory is wrong. We have clear evidence that fits a supernatural creator. And yet our education systems are still not teaching this in any large extent to our young people. And so it's sad to see so many people growing up thinking that science has disproved God, where in actual fact the evidence we have is proving God. As I mix with scientists at the different universities, and I've been working in, you know, research centres and tertiary education since 1964, that's when I started work at the BHP Central Research Laboratories as a cadet physicist, undergraduate physicist, and I'm working with scientists in these areas. And I know there are a lot of scientists that believe in the Bible, but they don't speak out so much about that now because they know that there's political pressure can be put on them. Take away their grants and so forth, or to be deemed unfit for their profession, these sort of things. But as I talk again with these professors, many of these, they don't speak up. There are other professors and scientists I talk to, they've never actually thought about it. They've simply been taught these theories, so they go on to talk. To teach them, or else most of the scientists I meet and other professors that I meet and associate with, they're working in areas away from this. They're not doing research specifically in these areas. And that's why they don't challenge it. They don't want to get politically involved. But we need to understand that there is powerful evidence, scientific evidence, across a multiple of fields that are supporting the biblical account of how we came to be here, that there is a creator God. And I think this is really interesting because we see all the bad things that are happening in the world. It seems it's intuitive that one day there's going to be a judgment. And the Bible clearly states that God came personally as Jesus Christ and lived the life, demonstrate that he was God with the miracles. He calmed the seas and the storms. He healed people. He raised the dead to life in front of witnesses, multiple witnesses that saw that, that proved that he was God. And that's why I would encourage you, all the listeners, and if you already are a Christian, to tell other people about these programs, that we have wonderful evidence supporting the biblical account. You've been listening to Faith and Science, and if you want to re-listen to these programs and the many other programs that have been recorded on a whole range of topics, Google 3abnaustralia.org.au and click on the radio button. I'm Dr. John Ashton. Have a great day.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.